Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Because therapy is too expensive. You're listening to Broke Girl Therapy. Broke Girl Therapy.
Mild. Fire. Diablo.
Diablo. I'm so excited.
Does it sound
to
okay?
Eat. Yeah,
okay.
That sounds good. Okay, let's just have a bite.
First bites.
First bite of the chalupa.
Oh, you got one too?
Yeah, hell yeah. I love chalupa.
Yes. It's the shell.
It's the shell.
It's the shell.
What? How did they do the shell?
I'm pretty sure it's deep fried.
Yeah.
Because that's also like my favorite thing to eat. It's just deep fried shit.
Like lechon.
Yes.
I love that episode. Ooh. It fucking cracks me up. Like just you being a lechon and me being like hella fucking naive.
No, it was great.
I was so confused.
Okay. Oh shit. This is hitting.
Wait, so what do you want to do, the petty episode? What sparked this petty?
So I think what it was is that like I was getting to like random stupid arguments in like comment sections on like random TikTok videos or TikTok videos that were about like issues, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, why are cisgender people talking about trans issues? Like blah blah blah. So then I would just be sassy. I'd be like, you know, like everybody can shut the fuck up. And I didn't think anybody would reply because there was, like, you know, so many comments. Anyway, yeah. So I was just, like, getting annoyed. But then it made me think about how, like, you had recently dealt with, like...
Online bullying.
Yeah, online bullying. Those bullies out there.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, let's, you know... Also, I don't know if you follow Drew Afualo, but, like, I just love how she, like... Basically, her current content now is just, like, being petty and dragging... The shit men on TikTok who, like...
I've had so many guys on TikTok last month or this month just saying how broken I am and how I'm a four.
That's why it's Broke Girl Therapy, bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, look at the name. That's why we here.
Mm-hmm.
And that that I was a... me and Rose were, like, a couple of fours.
Okay.
Like, oh, two left swipes. I'm like, who? Like, the fact that people could just go on and be so fucking rude.
Right, right, right. But that's how you know they're miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Because they just want to be, you know, they want to share or they want to spread more of that.
They want to spread more misery.
Right.
And it's so, thankfully, like, I started doing the show and TikTok at a time where I'm, like, more secure with myself, that stuff like that doesn't, like, ruin my day. And, like, I could laugh about it. But imagine, like, these kids that are on here, you know? And, like, seeing these comments and, like, they don't know themselves yet. And people are commenting, like, oh, you're a four? Like, that could really fuck up someone's day.
And to be honest, like, I actually hate checking my notifications. Mm-hmm. Because if I see that there's a comment reply or that I've been... added or mentioned,
mm-hmm.
I literally have to like pause and prepare myself mentally because the thing is, I literally get hate.
Do you really?
For being queer or brown or whatever. But again, it's because I engage in difficult topics or like I'll talk about, right. You know, those videos or whatever that have to do with social issues. But that's also like I had to take a personal step back because just. Like, there's a difference between having conversations and then just, you know, bullshit online.
Right,
and I was
right.
Like, there's nobody online that I need to enrich. There's nobody online. It's not my responsibility. Like, if I want to talk about stuff, I can talk about it. when I'm in control. So, like, you know, on videos that I decide to publish. Mm-hmm. But as far as comment sections, I'm really just trying to cut out my engagement on comment sections because it's just, it's not worth it.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I'm, for sure.
I don't need to, like, all of a sudden open my TikTok and then just to see, like, oh, fucking faggot. Like, okay. Because there's also ways to, like, code, you know, certain words. Like, they'll spell faggot, but with the at sign. So then it doesn't
right. get Like how it. I do sex with segs.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's, like, cool, you know? And, like, actually, that's not even the worst. I mean, that is a horrible slur.
Right.
But it's not the worst thing. Like, people that really get affected by what I say.
I didn't realize that you were getting all that hate.
Yeah, yeah. But it's okay. You know. Haters gonna hate.
For real. No, it's definitely a fucking issue.
Yeah.
And, yeah, no, I I'm so glad that I started doing this at, like, an older age of where I felt more confident. But I can't imagine these kids growing up in this, you know? Like, that's that's rough.
Yeah.
Are we ready?
Yes, ready.
I love that we started off in such a noble and very mature way.
Right. Because when are we?
Like, we're eating Taco Bell and we're talking about, like, social media, mental health.
Impact. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's get into it and see what else happens.
Yes.
Okay. Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan. Your host of Broco Therapy, and we have your favorite lochon and spit roast mommy.
Yes.
Your favorite meal.
Lechon baby is here.
Yes. HK motherfucking brains.
What's up?
Did you listen to this episode, the one that I just put out with Rose about Big Sis advice? The one that was out this week. We talked about you, and I said your name. I said your real name.
Oh, she said my government.
Yeah. I didn't say your first and last name. I just said your first name.
Oh, okay.
And I forgot to bleep it out.
Oh, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I figured we already said it before on the
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, the thing with my whole name.
As long as
name,
we don't type it out.
Yeah, that's the thing. I just don't, like, and the thing is, if people discover this, that's fine. But it was more so at the time because I was thinking about employers.
Right.
And if they were to just search my name and it wants to be like the first result.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. And I think right now
nothing's popping up
because it's under HK Brain, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, HK Brain.
But my real name, should I do a name reveal?
Everyone already knows.
Do they? Drum roll, please. My name is Harrison. White as fuck. That's a whole nother story.
My name is Stephanie Megan.
Oh, yeah. My name is, my first name is Harrison. My middle name is Parker.
Oh, my God. Stop. My little brother's name is Aiden Parker.
Oh, that's really cute. I like that. So that's cute. A nice ring. You know?
Aiden is such a Gen Z name. Like, there's is so it? Many kids. Yes. Everyone named their fucking, like, son Aiden.
Okay.
Do you not have cousins?
I've never. Or I've actually, met I don't Aidens even, I don't have before. Any. But, like, I'm not related to any.
Okay.
Yeah. Ain't no Aiden's up in here.
Anyways.
You didn't see that.
Cut. Remember the last episode? We had to have so many cuts because of those, like.
Yeah. I'm a cunt. That's really why we cut out so much, because I was just mouthing off. But this is your time. You did it this time.
I was being a cunt. Being an inappropriate cunt.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's take a bite. I have my regular taco.
Period. I'm still on my Chalupa Supreme, but it's so good. It's so good.
You know what? You eat real fucking slow.
I do. It's also how I have sex.
What?
It's also.
Do you eat ass slowly too?
Mm-hmm. I like to savor the flavor. I like to, like, feel everything.
Wow.
I like to make it an experience. And I'm sorry I'm making such a mess.
Right. Oh, fine.
But, yeah. Also, I don't know if you remember, but I am completely lactose intolerant. I asked Steph to order me everything with, like, full cheese and cream. And you know why?
Are you going to shit on a dick here?
No. But I think it's just, well, one, I just want to indulge because I haven't had Taco Bell in, like, years. I was like,
this
you
is
know
really
what?
Bad. I'm go eating Taco Bell, home. You guys, again.
Yeah, but it's okay. And I was like,
you
know what?
I've been craving it lately. Maybe I'm pregnant. Hold on, pause. I am not pregnant. I don't know why I said that. Just wanted to clarify. I just got done with my period and I was just hungry. So I just want to clarify before you guys start spreading rumors and shit. I am not pregnant. Okay, so let me share a tale as old as time. And I'm sure you guys would relate. I'm pretty sure. So I had a friend who recently ended up on a date with a guy who showed her pictures of his ex during dinner. Yeah, you heard it right. Pictures of him and his ex. And then I had another friend who matched with a guy and spent an evening chatting about dogs and travels, only to get his dick pic out of the blue. We've all been there, right? Swiping through a sea of potential matches, only to find ourselves in a shipwreck of weirdos and dating disasters. It may sound funny, but let's talk real talk. The constant letdowns, bizarre encounters, and endless ghosting can seriously mess with your head. Mental health is no joke when it comes to dating. And that's where Floor comes to change the narrative. The best thing about the Floor app is it's not just another dating app. It's a sanctuary for sanity in a crazy world of dating. Imagine a place where you can be yourself and connections are made without the drama. You can now say goodbye to the mind games and hello to the meaningful conversations. At Floor, they're all about empowering you to take control. A woman chooses who to talk to and how. There's a safe mode in all chats that doesn't allow dirty talk or explicit pics, and only a woman can turn it off, only when she's ready. The worst part about dating is how redundant conversations could feel, and I feel your pain on that. But what I love about this app is that there's several games in the app to help break the ice. That way it can help you navigate the conversation and it doesn't feel redundant. So if you're tired of the dating app circus affecting your mental health, I strongly advise you to try the Floor app. It's a journey of self-discovery, laughter, and meeting fantastic people who won't make you question your life choices. Download the Floor app right now, F-L-U-R-E, and spend a night chatting. And I hope you have a great time and find your perfect match. Broco Therapy is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what would you do? Would you go for a run, take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I mentioned before that I went back to therapy and that was the best decision I've ever made because every time I leave a session, I do feel like I just got so much off my chest. I've been suffering with so much anxiety because I feel like sometimes I don't have time. I don't have time to get all the stuff done, or I feel like I'm not worthy of doing a good job of the things that I have to do. And I know that stems from a lot of ADHD. So talking to my therapist, she really gives me the space to just vent and have those emotions. And she validates that and gives me the tool sets to be able to continue my day and to give me that confidence to remind myself that, like, I got this. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/brokegirl today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/brokegirl.
I just need to feel something, and I just can't wait to feel the bubble guts later.
So, have you shit on a dick recently?
No.
Okay.
No.
Do you have any updates? I always love your, like, updates.
My updates. So, I don't know why I giggle like that, because I actually don't. But it just made me think about like the previous stories that I've told on this podcast.
I'm shitting on a dick. You got spit roasted.
I give y'all a lot of gory details. I think that's also the benefit of not having my full name on here or like searchable. Yeah.
You have to be fully like somebody else.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different persona.
Yeah. But no, I've actually been very, very, what's the word? Prudent.
Prudent.
Just because I've literally been working a lot. I've been working like 6-7 days a week. Yeah. And I just don't got time for no dick. I'm just here for the money right now. So
that's okay. And next time I come back from the Bay, you'll probably have some dicks we'll talk about.
Right. Because it's about to be spring and then a hot girl summer. And
I can't believe it's already fucking spring.
I know. And that's usually the season when I'm the loosest. So
love it. Yes. Hot girl summer.
We'll check in.
I'll be back in
I'm going to line up the appointments. Oh, you know what? That's also the thing, too. I was trying to cut out my distractions. So I, like, deleted all my, like, dating apps.
And,
like,
you're doing a cleanse right now.
Yeah.
I love this.
Yeah.
We should all take a break.
Right. But yeah. I mean, I'm still fucking myself, so, you know, subscribe.
Wait, stop. Can we confirm if you actually do have an OnlyFans?
No, I don't. I mean, I have an OnlyFans to subscribe to other people. And then somehow I did get people to subscribe to me. But I think that's just people that follow me from like Snapchat.
Or from
from my Twitter. Oh. I don't think anybody found me from this show.
Fill me up?
I changed it since then.
Fucking yeah, bitch. Yeah,
because I was terrified when he exposed me. But I missed that handle because it was such a good handle.
Damn.
But now it's super random. You will never find me.
Okay, fine.
But
how can we not follow me on Twitter? It's because you're like a...
I definitely cannot follow you on Twitter.
Okay, separate life.
Yeah, it's super separate life. Super secret.
Yeah, I don't think
maybe
I
I'll tell you about it in like 2 years. it's really because right now it's just like very functional for like my sex life. I told you, I like get more hookups via Twitter than I do on like Grindr or Jack.
Do you put photos and videos of your dick on there?
My whole ass and hole and everything is on my Twitter. So
I love this.
That's why y'all will never find it. Because you got to pay to play.
Wait, can you pay?
Oh, no. because it's private. And I only approve who follows me. But yeah. I mean, I love, you know, Cash App me.
Is your face on there?
No. No.
Like
no,
HK booty?
I think that's like rule. That's like the rules of feminism. Like you cannot, don't be that girl to post your whole body and your face. Right. I mean, like, there are people that do it. Those, like, the actual performers.
Right, right.
But, like, for me, like, I think that also adds to the mystery.
I love that, actually.
And, like, if people want to, like, that's the thing. I'll send face separately for the guys that want to, like, link up. Because, you know, I also want to see what their face looks like, too.
Right. Cause they can be, but, like, not unattractive.
Yeah. But I also.
You see the hole, anyway. The hole and the right. And the tutti is
and
good.
The dick, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I could do a whole episode on just like my secret sex life.
Even though
it wouldn't be very secret anymore.
I know, but I feel like there's so
I'll do
much
that
more
when I
you're ready.
Get booed up, which I have no plans for that.
Right,
to ever
I was gonna
happen.
Say that's gonna be like few seasons from now.
Yeah,
actually, we say that, but you never know. Years. You might we next time I'm out here, you'll be like, I got myself a man.
Oh my god. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. Old me would have been like, oh my God, that'd be so exciting. But now I'm just like, I don't know if I want a boyfriend right now. You know, I'm just doing a lot of things. Right. I got a lot of shit to get
done.
It's
not a priority, but you wouldn't be against it if someone great came along.
That's the thing. I wouldn't be against making a connection, but there's a lot to deal with. And like, I just would hate to like start something when I know I wouldn't be able to put 100%. Because
everyone's,
I love the honeymoon stage. I love being able to like, and that's the thing too. I still have a lot of toxicity to work out in myself. Mm. Sorry to make this episode about me, but
this is everyone wants to know more about you.
I
they're tired of my.
I just know. I know what I want, and I know that the person that I want in my life, I want to be able to give them a lot.
Right.
You know. So I would hate to, like, start something and be like, sorry, I can only see you, you know, 2-3 days of the week. Well, actually, that could even work.
Right. You know, I was going to say, I'm always all about working on yourself and being prepared mm-hmm. for the right person. But I also think the right person sometimes comes when you don't expect it to be on the right time. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like we're always like, okay, we have to get to this point and then I'll be ready. But sometimes it happens when you least expect it, because
Agreed.
If someone really cares about you, you guys will make it work. You know what Agreed. I mean? Like, me and my boyfriend were long distance for like a year and a half, and like, it was a pandemic. It was all this shit. I was going through a breakup, but it was just like, you know what? But we really like each other, so we're going to make it work.
I love that.
You know, so.
And I agree.
Yeah.
I think I just.
It's just, but it's okay to not prioritize that.
That's what it is. It's not my priority. But also, like, I have, like, my requirements now are so much less and just less toxic than what they were before. Right. Like, at this point, I just need somebody that is funny and that loves to eat my ass. If that's you.
Hand them up. Yeah.
So wait, I mean, there's definitely going to be more than that. Like, but we could start there.
Right. No, but like, actually, let's break it down. Like, who is HK's ideal man? Like, I want to know. Let's paint a picture. And like, not even just the physical attributes, but
you know,
like,
what? This is going to help me like manifest.
Right. This is, you know,
manifest.
What?
Manifest.
Exactly. No.
Is that what this episode is going to be?
I've done so many episodes of this. I have an episode with Jess where I was like, okay, we're going to manifest a man. And I literally, this was before like me and Brian started talking.
I love
and
that.
And everything that I like said on the show is pretty much him. Like, it's so important to say out loud and to really just like look at all the different qualities, not just physical and not just sex, but like, who is this person? What are their traumas look like? What are their interests look like? How is this going to match yours? You know, and you have to kind of know yourself to know what works for you.
Yes.
So let's get into it. Let's manifest a man for HK Boys.
So yeah. Like I said before, it was also like always toxic traits, like, oh, he needs to be like 6 figures, 6 inches, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. Now it's, you know, I would hope it's much less superficial. But I really just, I think it's because I know what I vibe with now. Mm-hmm. So like, you got to be funny. You probably won't be funnier than me. That's okay.
Yeah, I was
not a lot of people are.
I was going to say, I don't think you could date someone who's funnier than you.
Yeah.
Like, I feel
but
like.
But I know they're out there because that's what I find to be attracted to. Like, a lot of my TikTok crushes are just like the goofiest motherfuckers. Like, if you're goofy, hit me up.
Yeah.
Because I'm not trying to do boring. But no, it's not about that. Like, that's, I just find that like, it's super attractive.
Or at least
attractive.
Someone with like a really good sense of humor. They don't need to be like a comedian, but someone with like a really good sense of humor.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. I like
who could give it back to you. Who could give it back to you? Cause you're quick and witty.
Yeah.
And you need to go bounce back with somebody.
And I don't mind, like, I don't need them to be like quick witted like me, like that type of humor. But like, if they're just goofy, like random as fuck.
Right.
Like, if I showed you the guys that I think are funny, you'd be like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't think it'd be your sense of humor, but for me, I love that, like, goofiest. Or I don't know if you'd like expect that from me.
Oh, okay.
But like, just like, yeah, so it's super goofy, because I think humor is indicative of like a certain level of intelligence.
Oh, for sure.
And like, smarts is like also very attractive to me.
I can't see you with someone who's like not educated.
Yeah.
And you know,
I think that's why I like outgrew fuckboys. I mean, they're fun to play with.
Yeah, fuckboys are fun, but they're not, you know,
not for long term.
No,
it's just one and done. I also think that this was a toxic thing I had to realize, is that I used to think I needed someone else that was also broken. That's a horrible. Don't ever say that, because for the longest time I was like, yeah, I can only have someone broken, and then that's how I ended up dating abusers.
Right, exactly.
Because I was like, oh, I can only date someone that,
and that's
like,
also
had
saying,
trauma.
That's also saying that, like, that's all you feel like you deserve.
Yeah. So don't seek trauma bonding. You know, find someone that is patient and gracious, because, you know, you don't need someone to have gone through something to relate. Right. You just need someone that
we're
is
talking
open-minded.
About you, though. We're talking about you. You need someone.
I need someone. Sorry.
Change the pronouns here.
Right. This is
we're
my,
manifesting.
My future man.
We're not manifesting for y'all.
Yeah.
We're manifesting for
I'm
him.
Being selfish right now.
Right. This is all
so,
about HK.
Yeah. I would like to be with someone that just is a good listener, because I'm a talker. I don't know if I told you, one of my last hiccups last year, we just sat and talked, and he didn't mean offensively, but I just started laughing because it just the way it sounded. He was like, you talk a lot.
Did you tell him that you
this is before we fucked too? This is before we fucked.
Oh my god!
And I was just laughing because I was like, "Damn, I hope it just sounded like." Oh, are you just waiting to get to the fucking? Which is totally fine. Like right, he didn't come over for a conversation, but we had been talking for like an hour. But he just let me go. He was so sweet.
Right.
And it was good. It was really good.
Aww.
Yeah, so a good podcast. Listener.
You should have been like, well, I'm on. That's why like I go on this show a lot. Yeah.
But yeah, there's actually videos of that fuck on Twitter.
I love this.
So find me. Anyway, so yeah, that's the other thing too. So like those are kind of like chalupa. General like characteristics of like persona, but I know that I'm also very kinky is the wrong word. Sexually open.
Yes.
Right? That was the first episode we ever did.
Yes.
And I need someone that is at least passionate about their own sexuality, in the sense of like what they know what they like to do in bed, but also like are willing to like, you know, like sex is a important factor, right. I guess. And that they wouldn't freak out if they found out that, like, yeah, that I have a sex Twitter. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know, because mm-hmm. I wouldn't judge someone like that. I even thought, which is crazy because I used to be so hardcore monogamist, I was open to the idea of dating someone open.
I only see you in an open relationship.
See, and that I never saw myself like that because, you know I have, like, my own insecurities and, like, jealousy issues. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I feel like if we had a great mutual understanding and we knew, because one of my best friends is in an open relationship and they're like gonna get married in like the next year.
Right.
So like I know just from seeing, and I wouldn't try to emulate their specific relationship,
right.
But like I have other friends that also, you know, have done that too. And I'm just like, cool. I think we just understand at a certain level, like, you know that just sex is just sex. Mm-hmm. We don't have to attach so much emotion and like, you know, maybe it's from our upbringing of like religion or whatever background. Right. It's just like.
It's being more sacred, normalized nowadays.
Yeah. Because like, yes, certain things are sacred, but what's sacred is the love and the bond. And if just physical activity, if you just are able to idealize it as just that.
Right.
Because then if you think, I know we obviously don't live as natural humans anymore, but naturally, humans are made to have multiple sexual partners. So the idea of monogamy is, I'm not saying it's not like a great thing, but it's not for everybody. And it's also not necessary.
Right.
Don't come for me. But that's just what I perceive it as. So yeah, I'd be open to a guy who was interested in an open relationship as long as we always communicated, you know? Because I also like
You need someone who, like, again, going back to, like, having that open relationship, therefore, in order to make that successful, you're supposed to have extremely great communication.
Period.
Is not a liar.
Period.
Is very honest.
Not a cheater. Mm-hmm. Not a manipulator.
You have to have a lot
of
trust.
Been there, done that.
There's supposed to be a lot of trust, you know? Because cheating, at the end of the day, that's what it comes down to, is lies and deceit more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I would only feel betrayed, like that someone cheated on me, if there was just, I was lied to.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather just be honest, you know? No. So.
So kinky, funny, open. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not a requirement, but yeah. And just loves me. Yeah. I think that may sound silly, or like that felt silly to say, but I realize in retrospect, when I really look at all my previous relationships, and clearly I'm not in them anymore, I was going after men that didn't love me. And that fucked me up.
A lot of us have gone after men healing. Who didn't. Right.
So, you know,
that
don't
shows
settle
a
for less.
It was a reflection of how you felt about yourself.
Yeah. I think that's also why I've been single for 8+ years.
No, yeah. I mean, technically, I was, like, single for almost 10 years before I met Brian.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had, like, my boyfriend before and, like, little ones, but nothing ever is as serious as this, you know?
And you know what inspires me, too? I wouldn't be surprised. I kind of have this personal goal. I want to be, like, you know what? I'm being selfish. I'm allowed to say this because this is just my goal. Yeah. But like, because I know we always talk about toxic beauty standards, but I have a goal of just getting super hot by 35. Like, I want to be a full-on muscle gay.
I love that.
And I that's just selfish for me.
And it's okay to have, here's the thing, it's okay to have like superficial needs and wants.
Yeah.
It just, you just have to have the right balance of it.
Right.
It just becomes a problem when it's like, that's what you're all consumed of, yeah. You know?
Because that's the thing, too. My intention behind it isn't just to, like, then become, like, an insta-gay or and then, like, to reel guys in. Like, it's literally just for me so right. that I can, like, feel proud
that.
Of, like, that I've been able to, like, achieve the best level for my health, you know, and my body.
So next time we won't eat. I feel like we're always eating fast food.
That's okay. It's about balance.
And it's crazy because I've lost like 20 pounds since September. And I'm like,
you told me that.
And I'm like, I really talk about it. I just shit a lot more.
Right.
Adderall and this like this teeth. I love teeth.
That's why I told you to order full dairy because I'm going to just all later. But yeah, so if you're a guy that likes, no, I'm just kidding. Not too far. That's too far. That's too far.
No, yeah, no, no.
Wait, like what was I saying before though? There was something that I was gonna, oh, fuck, I forgot.
You were going.
Oh, my goal. So yeah, like the reason why that was like part of it is I get inspired by like, and I know they're celebrities, so obviously they have like a wider pool, but like I love Jokoi and Chelsea Handler as a couple.
I love it.
They are
love
so
it
fucking cute. Cause like
so much.
I love Chelsea. Like, she might be the only white woman.
Besides Rose.
Also Rose. That I, like, adore.
We had to, like, pause.
Yeah, yeah. No, I love you, Rose. But I am sorry I didn't go to your party.
She's fine.
But I just, she, to me, is just an icon because she just gives no fucks, right?
I
inspired
Chelsea
by her
Hammer.
Comedy.
Yeah.
I'm inspired by her tenacity. And then when she is now just seeing the blossom like her and Joe together is so fucking adorable.
It's so cute.
That it makes me almost want to wait until like 40 or like into the late 40s. Oh, I don't know. Yeah, late 40s.
Yeah, they're grown. I think, I think like.
Because
You have to be like, let me wait, but just obviously get to a point of
or if
like,
that were to happen, you know, right. I wouldn't be distraught or be like, I'm unlovable if I just happened to end up be single until that age, because I'm definitely gonna still be fucking, but like as far as the relationship, like I feel like it's just like it's worth the wait, right?
For
that's what they both said. Like in Joe's post, he was just like, you know, just you have the right one came along or like whatever the timing was, and I was like, that's beautiful.
It is. I mean, honestly, like my parents, you know, married each other. It was their first marriage, and obviously they divorced, and they're both remarried, and I could just tell that they're equally happier with their in their second marriage.
Can I ask you know? How old they were when they divorced and then when they remarried?
So they divorced when I was like 16. So they had to be like 50, maybe. Maybe my mom was like late 40s.
Okay.
To 50, and then which is so crazy because I'm 30 now and I feel like, whoa, you're only like in the 40s something. Like that just put everything into perspective. And that was really weird to think. Yeah. But my dad quickly remarried after because he has like codependency issues. Mm-hmm. Love you, Poppy. But, you know, he likes having a wife. Mm-hmm. He likes being, you know, having a partner. And my mom actually was like single for like 10 years and some change. And she met. Yeah. And she traveled the world.
Self-development.
She traveled the world.
She's an inspo.
Yeah. She like got that money. You know what I mean?
Don't judge me. I'm
like,
about to lick this paper. And lick I the don't paper.
You're really great with your tongue on that. Mm-hmm. I watched that tongue action. Right? The way you picked up that meat was very smooth.
Right.
You left no crumbs.
No crumbs.
There was no crumbs. You licked all the crumbs. Oh my God. Okay. I don't even know what just happened. Do you have anything more? Should we manifest some more or should we read an email?
I think that was good. I'm gonna like
rewatch
this later.
And like, yeah.
And probably like write it down for like my daily affirmations. We'll see how it goes. I will update y'all.
It's important to put it out in the universe.
10 years.
And to like, I think even to sit down and just really talk to someone or talk to your therapist or even just talk out loud to your
I mean, you self. Are my therapist.
Exactly, basically. So.
And I'm yours.
Oh, no.
With the honesty.
Right. But, like, just to say it out loud, I think is words are fucking powerful.
Absolutely. I
100% agree. You know, whatever you put out to the universe really does come back to you.
Thank you for letting me do that. You I love you.
It. I love you more.
And I love me. And I hope y'all love yourselves. Got real Barney real quick.
That was real Barney. I do love that. But yeah, y'all, just manifest your person, you know, and say it out loud. And don't be ashamed to say whatever you want in somebody. Okay. Let's read this one. This I've been wanting to read this one. Okay. This one says, horny Christian and his weird kink.
Okay. I am enthralled.
We are tuned in. So this one says, message, whoever, I love for HK Brains or Stephanie because I think you guys are so funny and I love your dynamic.
Ah, we're dynamic duo.
I want them to read my text message or call if you guys want the longer version. It's late. I'm so sorry, girl. is like 10 p.m. And she's in the East Coast.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, sorry.
We will. Actually, no, that's SoCal, but still.
It's still late.
It's 10 o'clock. Yeah.
I told my closest friends and current boyfriend, but they think I should share it with you guys.
Okay. So,
background. Before COVID, I met this guy on Tinder, and we were going off strong. We both have similar interests, and we connected really fast. For now, I'll call him Bill. Bill is a Christian, and he was the one he would call. He was the one that you would call. Wait, he.
Wait, I love that.
I just got like possessed for a second. Oh, okay, sorry. I just hate it. Like, it's just, I can't, like, no. My eyes. Okay.
No, it's hard. This is also so tiny.
Yes.
Like, should we can I, like, blow it up it? If you want.
Are we getting at that age now? You know when you, like, see your tita or tita on their texts on the phone are, like, just fucking like, massive? Yes. My dad. Yes. And he's wearing.
It's one word per page.
My dad has his glasses and he'll, like, be reading his text messages like this. And it's all, like, big-ass font. I'm like, you. What? So in conclusion, I am my father right now. So I think I need to like make
we're
this
good,
bigger.
We're good,
okay.
We're good.
Bill is a Christian and he was the one that he would call you a sinner and make me feel bad because I was God. A Catholic.
So he's an asshole.
Yes. He was very, very religious that he wanted to have sex when he was married. So basically, I was.
That's why he was mad.
For real. Because like, he was wanting sex.
Right.
So basically, I was a whore to him since I had sex with two guys and he always made me feel bad about it.
You had sex with two guys?
Yes. And he always made me feel bad about it and lecture me that sex was a gift from God.
Oh, my God.
We're not religious.
If you're a whore, I'm a demon. Like, what? Two? I'm trying to think back to, like, to the second dick I've ever seen. There's, like, a catalog. Anyway, not about me anymore. Sorry.
Some bullshit.
Sorry,
like,
pause. I just need to review. How did she meet this person?
Tinder.
Ugh, you should have swiped left.
For real. Some bullshit like that. But I didn't take it to heart because I never knew that. Because I knew that he never experienced it. So my dumbass stayed with him for a year.
Whoa.
Even though.
Whoa.
Yeah. For a year, even though we were never official. And he would tell his friends that we weren't talking like that.
Oh, baby girl.
You weren't getting dick anywhere in official? Like, what was the reason? He was curious since he never had sex, so I was surprised when he started initiating stuff. It started off as nudes, and then he would send me videos of him jerking off. Wow.
Forward, I want to see.
Right. But he still
jerking off for Jesus.
No.
No. We might have to take that out.
I'm going to keep it. It's just going to offend a
we're
lot of people.
We're getting banned.
We're just going to offend a lot
he
of people.
He did it. I did it. It's Bill. Okay. Bill is jerking for Jesus. I'm twerking for Jesus. Okay.
Okay. Jeez. Oh, my God. I just farted. Like, the Taco Bell, the fucking Jesus joke.
Jerking for Jesus.
I wish I could make that the title of this episode. But
damn it. You could spell it weird, maybe.
You know what? I just feel like I may have a Christian following. I don't know. Maybe not a
Christian. You may have a Christian, just one Christian follower.
It's Jess.
If they've made it this far, they are an open-minded Christian person. Which we love that.
True.
You know, not all Christians are the same. So.
I know. Jess is Christian. Anyways, right. Before we get banned and offend more people.
I'm so sorry.
It started as nudes and he would send me videos of him jerking off, but he still didn't want to have sex. Warning, this is the nasty shit. So.
Well, I'm motherfucking ready.
So sex FaceTiming or Skype wasn't new for us, but it's mostly him jerking and me watching. One night I was doing homework and he wanted to call so he can jerk. And I told him he can do it, but I'm not going to do anything because I have a lot of homework to get done. So he was jerking his junk. he was jerking his junk and he called my name and I'm looking at the screen. Bill told me to watch this. He was sitting down on his bathroom floor. So he kicks off his feet and was like laying on his back.
Kicks off his feet.
Yeah. His feet and was laying on his back with his feet in the air.
Period. Ooh, he's a bottom.
And his dick aimed to his mouth.
Hot. Hot. This is so hot.
He fucking came to his own mouth.
Now I know why you asked for me, because this is like when I'm, yes, this is, keep going, sorry. Okay.
So there's full ass cum in his mouth.
Yes, there is.
I was shook. I couldn't even fake my expression. I was grossed the fuck out and he noticed. He swallows his cum and minutes later he pretends to gag. I hung up.
Wait.
Yeah.
Okay.
He swallows his cum and minutes later he pretends to gag in quotes.
She emphasized pretends to gag. Okay.
Right. I hung up and he texted me saying that he thought it was going to turn me on. Sorry. You know this dude has been practicing this. It was like, oh yeah, all the ladies.
He's been doing this.
And he's like, oh, I thought you would like that. I swear that I think it wasn't the first time because he knew how.
No, for sure.
No. He knew how far to kick his leg to get the perfect aim. Is that normal? I asked most of my guy friends and my current boyfriend. They all tell me that ain't normal. They all say that he's just a horny Christian boy with a weird ass kink.
Oh, I'm so excited. So there's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah. So you've experienced a lot of dick in your life.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this?
So, yes.
I was going to say, I was like, you feel
what
like.
What we call it is cum play.
Oh.
Which is one of the things that I do enjoy. And the thing is, heterosexual people do like it. But because other people who don't know much about it, especially because she's a girl, she doesn't, you know,
have much experience
like her, right. Like, yeah, and because he seems so prudent and he was putting so much pressure on being like a prude, I'm sure that's like definitely shocking. It's just he didn't even warm you up to like, oh, I'm about to
right.
do this,
like if he was, you know? Ready, like for you
also, like with his legs up, did you see his hole? What does it look like? I just want to, can you send me the video? I need to review just for like research purposes. So what I was gonna say first is that I was going to say like, oh, well, you know, I would try to consider not judging him for it, but he was an asshole. So, you know, you can say whatever you want. Clearly, it's not something that you are familiar with or like, and that's totally fine. So, yeah, you could totally just tell him and be like, yeah, I don't really like the cum play, you know?
Yeah, because you're right. Because I feel like, for instance, like, if you did that, I'd be like, okay, totally on brand.
Yeah.
But, like, with him, it's like...
Because I also do that with other guys.
Right. And so, like, but with him, it's like you're really shaming this person for having sex with two guys.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know how to shoot cum in your fucking mouth.
Yeah.
And you, like...
And I... That's... Takes a lot of practice.
I was gonna say, like, that, that's not just something he just accidentally did.
Yeah, yeah. But I also know, like, I had a friend, a girl, and she loved to taste her juices.
Oh, yeah. I always like to make out with my boyfriend after he eats me out.
Her, like, nut. Yeah, yeah. Like, it's like there's some eroticism. It just depends on, like, what you're into, right?
No, I guess for me, it's just, so, like, a check. I just want to be like,
oh, okay, like, okay, what, okay.
Was it pleasurable down there when he, like, ate me out? Like, I just get self-conscious. Yeah.
I guess she knew how to, like, make herself squirt more often than not. But then she was so fascinated with that. And, like, actually, I don't know the reasons, but she just liked to, like, taste it.
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, that's your business. That's your fluids,
right,
you know? And I feel like some people will get grossed out. Like, guys would get grossed out by that.
Right.
But there's also some guys would like that shit, you know? Right. So it's just, it's whatever it is.
I just think that it was it was just a weird kind of approach to it. Like, I think, he should have definitely.
He definitely,
like,
did not warm you up.
He's shaming you. And then meanwhile, he's doing this thing that's, like, kind of.
Shocking.
Right. So his approach, they seem young.
Yeah, yeah. Also, are you long distance? Is this why you're doing the whole, like, digital dating thing?
Like, that's crazy.
Yeah. Because what I would say is, if you want to get into it, like, you could, I would totally be like, you know, do you want to, like, do butt stuff? Okay, this got really gay. I forget. This is heterosexual relationship. Anyway.
But, I mean, he's, like, obviously very religious. Like, maybe he could be, like, I mean, I don't know. That we don't want to judge it off of
that. Oh, yeah, I don't know about that. But, I mean, yeah, it could be a possibility. Right. We won't go down that road if we don't need to.
I'm just rude.
But, yeah, it's a very – the whole thing is interesting, and clearly, like, in your mind, the religious factor is a big deal because that's what you started with. So, like, yeah, that is – it's just curious how this behavior happened, but that's the thing, too. So, for those who have to, like, suppress so much of their sexuality – those are the ones that have, like, the kinkiest sex.
Oh, for sure. I was going to say he's a fucking freak.
Yeah. So if he likes nut.
In a good way. Not like a freak. Been, like a weird. Like,
yeah.
Like, he's like a sex freak.
Freaky. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's you have the power to decide. Because, again, before this kinky shit, I don't think he deserved your time because he's a dick.
Right.
So let's start there.
Yeah, because he was like, they were dating for a year, but he wouldn't claim her. So
yeah.
That's. He ain't shit.
Like, just decide off. You could decide off of that if you want to.
Boyfriend now.
So. Oh, okay. Never mind. So, yeah. Good thing you dropped him. Right. But, like, so this retrospective that we're doing. Yeah.
They should just wanted to know if that was normal or not.
Oh, okay. I would say, yeah. Because I just know a lot of guys that do it. And, like, even though there are
homosexuals, like, if I was a guy, I would have been like, oh, my God, let me see how I could shoot this in my mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just, like. It's an eroticism thing. Like, he just clearly, bless you, he clearly finds it erotic. And it might even be a little bit of narcissism because he just likes his load that much, you know? So, and he was clearly more into sexing himself up than ever having sex with you.
Right.
You know, so if it's not
because he
him
was like,
being a
he
gay.
Was, he was really into, seemed like, her watching him versus him watching her.
Yeah, so he clearly likes voyeurism too.
Right.
And that is also a kink. But, yeah, I think it's a lot of just him suppressing so much of his sexuality that that's why it just blew up in your face.
Right.
Or in his face. So, you know.
That was a good
one. Love that story. Jerking for Jesus.
I know. Jerking for Jesus.
That load is with God now.
The airplane is.
Oh.
All right. So, next one. Which one should we do?
Wait, did it end with a question?
No, she just wanted to know if it was, like, normal or not.
Oh, okay.
That's all she wanted
got
to know.
It.
She was
got it,
like,
got it, got it.
Clearly, yeah. What we're all going to do is maybe sex in a flat chair?
Maybe the British.
The British.
A flat.
Oh, yeah, she's in London.
London.
Oh, she's in a flat. Is it offensive if we do an English accent?
Probably, because we're probably fucking it up.
Damn.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
I'll just say, I was like, can you read this in an English accent?
Oh, no. I would not even, just for my own, like, I would
I was like, I dare
not
you.
Do it well.
Okay, just read it. Okay. It's short. It's cute. It's petite.
It says, oh, that's her name. Yeah, sex in a flat share. We don't know what that is, but okay.
So it means like sex in their apartment.
Okay.
So it's like she's like sharing. Yeah, a roommate.
Okay.
So like she shares a flat.
Got it.
Look at me. You're cultured.
So you are so smart. Yeah. Okay. I've been in a relationship for 5 years with my boyfriend, and at the start, our sex was great. And it was multiple times a day some weeks. Okay.
Love that.
We still live separately, him at home. And me with my friend and her boyfriend.
Okay.
With lockdown and working from home more, there's way less opportunity to have a free flat to have sex. Totally understand. I feel really awkward working. Well, I feel really awkward about my friend and her boyfriend hearing me have sex more than ever. Totally understand.
Get and that.
Although she probably doesn't care, I don't want to have sex then walk out and make coffee like nothing happened. It's really affecting our relationship because he feels her man feels less desired. And I feel bad that I want to have sex, but I feel weird that people hearing. Totally. I feel like my flat has paper thin walls and you can hear everything that goes on. Please help. Mm. Well,
I'm pretty sure Jess has heard me have sex in the room. I've had a lot of sex, and her room is like right next to mine. Like her bed is right next to the wall.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure my neighbors have heard every time I've had sex at home.
Even with yourself.
Yeah, yeah. But that's also because I hear them fucking. So
right. I think it's, I get it, because there is so much shame, and I always talk about like, it took me a while to like feel comfortable to do it.
Yeah.
And I just try to be mindful. Obviously, I'm not going to like moan like crazy. Like obviously try to keep it down. I'll put the TV on or something and just do it. I'm just like, you know what? Like we're fucking adults here. Like just as long as you're not being obnoxious and like banging on the walls and shit, then
that's
it's
what
fine.
I do.
You?
I am a screamer. I mean, it's mostly performance. It's like
but
real,
like, but if I know like my friend is next, like next door, like I just,
that's also kind
of
erotic too. Like how far can we go without making too much noise or getting noticed?
Yeah.
But I've been living with roommates for like a while.
Right.
And everything. Oh.
Speaking of roommates. Wavis, come in.
Come.
C-U-M. Come.
I have
Sweet
had
green, we gotta talk about.
Good experiences and bad experiences.
Yeah.
Because there was one time where this roommate, it got to the point where she hated all the other roommates. So she was kind of like having like revenge sex with her boyfriend. And she would literally be like doing the most every morning. Just so that we would, like, you know, we'd wake up to it and be like, oh, this bitch is so annoying.
And it was your neighbor?
No, it was the roommate.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we all just don't talk anymore. But, and then I've had good situations, too, where we're just, like, extra communicative. Like, everybody gets along, so we're just like, cool, I'm gonna be doing this from this time to that time or whatever, you know? the best was, like, I lived in a flat with we just call it an apartment with five other boys and all we be fucking so like
I'm gonna say all gay right
so many times many times we'd be just like walking
did you guys
in
ever,
each
like,
other
fuck each other
no
okay
but we always walked in each other and it was just always so funny because we'd be like keep going you're doing great. It's like that scene in Mean Girls, like, do you need anything?
Yeah.
Water? A condom?
I love that.
And so, like, yeah, it was just, like, it was so funny because there was one time and we would just, like, try to sneak around. We was fucking everywhere.
Yeah.
I caught my friend and his boyfriend in the fucking broom closet of the hallway because I just needed to grab something. That's the thing. Nobody goes in that closet. I just needed to get something time. And I opened and I was just like, ah, and they were like, ah! I was like, it's okay. But then the next weekend I was fucking some guy on the couch and my roommate walked out. Literally my face is just like ears deep in this boy's ass. And I was like, oh my That's the thing. I didn't know until right. later because he yeah. just like, he walked out and then he was like.
Oh.
But then he told me later.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was like, so like, how was it? And I was like, what?
What?
So that just worked out because we have a great relationship. I don't know how your relationship was with this, your roommate now, but,
right.
you know, I'd say like, just be extra communicative, be like, you know, I just want to spend a really great, have a great evening with my boyfriend. I don't know if that's okay. I can see how that can feel intrusive though, right? You're like asking for extra.
Sometimes like, I think just not even bringing it up is fine, you know, just trying to. Just
True.
Be
Cause
like,
I also like, you can't plan sex every time.
Right. And, but I was going to say the reason why it worked out, you know, with five boys yeah. in the house and no one ever felt shameful is because there's like not so much, you guys are already comfortable with your sexuality. There isn't much shame, especially on men. Mm-hmm. So like with women, it's like there is this shame where it's like, oh, you know, like even if we are like, okay, we could vocally say like we're sexually active. There is those moments like even for me where I'm like, oh, but I don't want like to see it, you know, because it's just there's just this thing that like kind of keeps it like sacred, you know,
yeah.
especially as women. So
and it's a private moment, you know,
yeah,
unless you're into voyeurism or being watched or heard.
Right, right. So I just think, you know, just try to just be like, you know, this is fucking humanity.
Yeah.
Like this is just natural, you know.
I also love when I'm being fucked. And again, because like I said, I'm like very, I get really whiny, you know, like. I'm not going to do it for free.
You did it on like the last episode.
But the best is like when at least like it's a good top. And he just grabs my face and just covers my face to like,
oh my,
to mute the noise. And then he just like keeps pounding me harder. It's
one
like,
time I was having sex with this guy, Davion. Yeah, Davion. And like, I would go to his place and I'm not thinking about his neighbors. You know what I mean? Like, it's not any of my neighbors.
Right.
And so, but he told me that like his, I guess, apartment manager told him that he had a complaint and to put a sock in it because I was too loud. I was like, damn, that's kind of hot. It was kind of hot because like I don't know them, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? But like when it's your own neighbors, when it's like your own roommate, like then I feel like kind of shameful. Like
I
get kind of embarrassed.
Yeah, I feel that too. Well, I don't give a fuck.
I was gonna say,
you got free entertainment,
right?
But I
you have a whole Twitter feed.
Yeah, yeah. I used to have neighbors at this one apartment. They would just fuck all the time with zero regard, and they knew the walls were paper thin.
Right.
And like, I was like, okay, fine, like whatever. But this is just a me thing, personally. I can't. I like cringe when I hear straight people having sex. I think it also might be because, like, I don't know. I'm worried for the girl. I'm like, is she okay? It's a weird type of thing.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So then I'm always just like, it makes me really uncomfortable the moment I know that like heteros are having sex. Because like I can hear boys have sex all the time. Like it doesn't even matter, whatever. But like when I hear that like the girl moaning, I'm just like, what's happening? And then so like it makes me, and then there's one
neighbor.
That's
how you know you're gay.
Yeah, and it's also a fucking faggot. So like there was one neighbor who like clockwork every Saturday night would just bang it the fuck out, and this bitch was wailing for like an hour, and I had it. I was also just like dick deprived at that time. I opened my window and I yelled, I was like, bitch, shut the fuck up, and I slammed my window.
Did you know that?
No.
Oh, my God.
And that's also why, like,
right.
It was one, because I wasn't getting dicked down, and two, I didn't give a fuck because I didn't know them.
Right.
So I was like, this is just, like, really rude.
Yeah, I think, that's true. I don't know. For me, I always try to be, like, respectful of my surroundings and the people that are in the apartment.
Because the thing is, their window was open. I was like, this is why I'm hearing it so clearly.
Right.
Because you're fucking with your window open. Like, close the motherfucking window.
That's why I'm so excited to, like, live with my boyfriend. Because we have, like, a whole place, like, a whole house to ourselves. So, like, we don't have to worry about, like, apartment neighbors or anything like that. Like, I'm ready to scream. Like, I want to scream and yell and talk my shit.
Period.
You know what I mean? But when I'm here, like, he even says it too. He's like, you're always so much more, like, calmer, like, quieter. Like, when we're having sex here. Because I'm just, like... I wonder if Jess heard, I would have queered.
Right.
You know?
You perfected the like stealth mode.
Right.
I get it.
Yeah. And every time we have sex, I'm like, oh my God, did they hear?
I think
they
that's why
so nervous.
That's also why.
I was like, whatever. I don't even try to bring it up to be weird, too.
Right.
I'm going to ask Quay when he gets out. Should I ask
him? My gosh. Yes, we're going to ask him.
He's in the bathroom. He comes out and be like, did you hear me?
Another solution, which isn't really a solution, like depending on how horny you were. I think I've had more sex in a car than I have in a bed.
Really?
Because I was just wanting to fuck all the time. And then like, yeah, I didn't want to have to deal with like tiptoeing around like who gets the room or like am I worried? Because then I was also concerned about being respectful. I didn't want to bug anybody.
Right.
Whether it was about hearing me have sex or just like disturbing them or waking them up. So I fucked a lot in the car, and the car to me was the best because I could just wail as fucking loud as I want to. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you want to do.
Whatever you want to do. I love that. Well.
That was a good one.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
Well, in conclusion, I think just kind of accepting that sex is natural and it's normal. And if you are really nervous, just try to maybe turn on the radio or the TV or whatever. Yeah. And just have quiet sex. And then when everyone else is gone, then fucking scream. You know what I mean? Like, just try to just, you know, you could ride it slowly.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask Quay.
You could even
like
tell
for Quay to come out.
That's like code for like your roommates be like, when you hear me blasting Ariana Grande.
Right.
You just know what the fuck is going on.
Such in a position.
Period. Yeah. And some people are just shameful because I just realized like my current roommate now, I literally hear him wailing too. So I'm just like, go off.
I love that.
Yeah.
Anyways, we have to do another episode.
Okay.
Let's
come back for part two.
Come back because I'm stacking up a bunch of episodes. So, yeah. Anyways, plug yourself.
HK Brains. Y'all know my government now.
Harrison. I mean, we've said it so many times. And by the time they hear this episode, they definitely know your name because I didn't bleep it out in that episode because we were talking about everyone's heights. Because because Rose is like the tallest one.
She is, yeah.
She's like 6 foot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was saying how everyone thinks I'm tall. Because I've gotten so many comments. Even my boyfriend. Because
you can't tell from his perspective.
Right, yeah, and so when people meet
me. Do y'all think I'm tall? How tall you think I am?
No, we already confirmed that you're the shortest.
if you didn't watch that episode, how tall you think I am?
How tall are you? What's your height?
Not tall, baby.
I'm 5'3".
I say 5'5". Like, if you look at my ID, it says 5'5".
Can we see?
5'5", brown eyes.
Wait, so are you taller than me?
With shoes on. But my literal height is 5'4¾".
Okay.
So.
I'm like 5'3", 5'4", I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Knees.
Bless you. But yeah, I.
So we're like the same height.
Mm-hmm.
I love that for us. Aw.
I think that's also why I like shorties, too.
Do you date guys who are taller than you or shorter than you?
Usually about, like, the same height.
Okay.
It's also not hard to be taller than me. so
I was going to say, your options are slim when the guys are shorty.
Yeah. But I do love a shorty. I do love a shorty.
Okay, so here's the thing. In the heterosexual, I know we're supposed to end this. In the heterosexual, like, world, women are so like, oh my God, I want a 6 foot man.
Yeah, why y'all need that? What do you need all that for?
I don't care about that. But it's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Is it like that in the gay community? Like, are
It's worse.
It's worse.
The gays are so fucking toxic. Well, depending on.
So are they ever like, oh my God, you're too short for me? Like, do you ever get that? Is that ever a problem?
Well, I've never gotten that far. Because I think like if someone is that much of a dick, we probably didn't get that far in the conversation.
Right.
But I actually was literally publicly verbally assaulted for my height. Because I was in WeHo at the Abbey, which is the worst fucking bar in WeHo. I was like standing at the bar waiting to get a drink, and then these two white men, white gays, I'm sorry, I will go down for this, y'all are the worst.
Minus Nathan,
love him. But these two guys were like behind me, and they literally stepped right in front of me, and they said, you must be this tall to order a drink. I was like, and I was so, it was like ridiculous. I was like, you have to be joking. But
would you say?
I couldn't say anything because then I was like, do I want to go to jail tonight? It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Because I'm also a fighter, bitch.
Right.
Come meet me at the bar. we could tussle. But
I was going to say, because you're kind of the wrong person to battle.
The wrong motherfucker.
I feel like if when you really choose to battle, you go to battle.
Yeah, yeah. And like, because they also were just like, they were a couple of twos. Like, I could tell, obviously, they were projecting their insecurity. Right. Right. And I was just like, low-hanging fruit. So I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. But... yeah, so never really in dating.
Okay.
In dating, actually, I get the guys that are that like shorties, you know, because they were like, oh, I'm going to do this and that. I'm like, okay.
Right.
Let's Aww. See.
We have to measure to see who's taller.
Okay.
I thought I was taller than you. Maybe not.
I think you like are.
But I'm like, okay, we'll see. We'll have Quay.
Yeah, yeah.
Measure. Anyways. Follow me, Stephanie Reagan. We're going to brocotherapy.com. You guys, please send me more stories. The more stories y'all send, the more episodes y'all get. So send them on over.
Yes. Keep jerking for Jesus.
Yes. Keep jerking for Jesus. Thank you.
Let your baby out.
Yeah. Bye. Broke girl therapy. Broke girl therapy.
Anna Sheridan, New York Times bestselling author of Supernatural Horror, missing for nearly 6 months now.
That's not possible. Is the compass broken? Or did I turn to the spirit habit?
Given the circumstances of her disappearance, someone with a more vivid imagination might decide she'd pierced the veil, so to speak.
Weak radio signal. 700 meters. Closing fast.
There's no place for ghost stories and close encounters in this investigation, or any other.
I need you to find me.
To save yourself.
Of course.
What else would it be?
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.